Syria is in a unique situation in the so-called Arab Spring. President Assad has been in power since 2000, and his father ruled the country for decades before that. But Syria could be a key to how or if reform continues to take hold in the region. As VOA's David Byrd reports, what happens in Syria could affect the world for decades.
A linchpin is defined as a pin inserted through an axle tree to hold a wheel on. If the linchpin falls out, the wheel comes off. Syria could be just such a linchpin in the Middle East. The current unrest in Syria puts several actors, the United States, Syria, Israel, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Lebanon, at the table for a high-stakes game. The first player? The United States. The U.S. State Department last week announced a round of sanctions against Syria, including against Mahir al-Assad, President Bashar al-Assad's brother and the head of the Syrian Army's 4th Armored Division. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Friday that the sanctions are intended to stop the Syrian government's crackdown.
The sanctions that were announced today are intended to show the Syrian government that its behavior and actions are going to be held to account, and they must begin taking steps to respond to the legitimate aspirations of their people and respect the rights of their people.
Brian Katulis is a senior fellow at the liberal think tank, the Center for American Progress. He told the Reuters news agency that while the new sanctions might send a message, they will have little effect.
They freeze assets of these individuals that are under U.S. jurisdiction. They don't have many assets in U.S. jurisdiction. So I think these are aimed at trying to send a message, but don't really have as much teeth as many people would like.
The sanctions haven't stopped the crackdown. Syria has continued to crush dissent in Daraa, where the movement started, as well as in other towns, including Homs and Latakia. One move the United States has not suggested is military intervention, either unilaterally or as part of a coalition. And the White House has not called for President Assad to step down. There are other players to consider in this strategic game. Iran is one of them. The U.S. sanctions target the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Quds Force. Washington has designated the Al-Quds Force as providing material support to terrorism since 2007. Iran and Syria have long been allies. Syria is regarded as a major conduit for Iranian weapons headed to Lebanon and Gaza for Hezbollah and Hamas. Damascus and Tehran were also allies against Saddam Hussein's Iraq in the 1980s. Iran would also lose regional influence if a Sunni-based government replaced the Alawite Assad regime. Joshua Landis is the head of the University of Oklahoma's Center for Middle East Studies and the author of Syria Comment blog. He says Iran has to play this game carefully.
Iran can't send troops, nor can Hezbollah. You know, many people have asked, well, why won't they go in and defend them the way Saudi Arabia sent troops to Bahrain to put down the Shiites? Syria's government is Arab nationalist. Should Iranians or people from Hezbollah come to side with the regime, it would look extremely sectarian, it would look like a foreign invasion, and it would completely undermine the credibility of the government or what credibility is left.
Ellen Lapson is the CEO of the Stimson Center and served in the National Security Council under President Bill Clinton. She told VOA that unlike in Tunisia or Egypt, where unpopular leaders were forced out by a people's revolution, Bashar al-Assad is following another model, the Bahraini one.
Which is a, you know, embattled minority regime asserts that it's done the best that it can on reform, but now it can no longer tolerate this, this behavior, and so it has to put the lid back on. And that comes at some cost to certainly the citizens of that country and also possibly to the regime itself.
There is also another player in this high-stakes game, Israel. The Golan Heights have been a sticking point in peace negotiations, but Syria has not attempted to recover them militarily for nearly four decades. If the Assad government falls, that puts another player in the game, an unknown government, something that Israel is not likely to accept. Joshua Landis says the Israelis are being cautious as the situation plays out.
If there isn't regime change, they're fine with a weakened Assad. If there is regime change, maybe better things will come out of it for Israel. So Israel's taking a wait and see. They don't want to put themselves forward because that would be used by the Syrian government as a rallying cry for nationalism against the foreign enemy.
And there are other players watching this game: Lebanon, Iraq, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. There's also the hundreds of demonstrators who have lost their lives, been wounded, or simply disappeared in recent weeks. If Syria truly is the linchpin to the Middle East, a radical change in government could radically change the rules of the game in ways that none of the players can predict. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
With me in the studio today is VOA reporter David Byrd. He's with us to discuss the situation in Syria. David, we're hearing that armored units are leaving Dara and moving up the coast. What have you been able to find out?
Well, as you know, getting reports out of Syria is very difficult because of the media crackdown, but the Associated Press and Reuters news agency have both posted video purporting to show troops being deployed in the capital city, Damascus, and en route to the coastal town of Baniyas. Now, that video is amateur video shot by what's called the Shams News Network, which is an anti-Assad group based in and out of Syria. It does post video and still images on the Internet. But the state-run Sana news agency confirmed that Syrian army units had begun to, in its words, gradually depart Dara. The report said the troops were leaving after life in Dara has been gradually returning to normal.
Your report mentions U.S. sanctions against Syria. Is there any news on that front?
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Europe today, and she did discuss sanctions against Syria with Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini.
Our nations have called for an immediate end to the use of violence by the Syrian government against its own people. And we've joined the chorus of the international community. Just last week, the Human Rights Council condemned the violence and is dispatching a mission to Syria to investigate.
Also with sanctions, the French government is working with its EU partners on sanctions against Syria, but it's anybody's guess if sanctions will work.
And that's VOA's David Byrd.